We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Erie County Legislator Lynn Dixon is joining us now on the line. You just listened to our interview with Bethany McLean of Vanity Fair, wrote a long piece on Tesla, Solar City, Elon Musk, and how it all relates to the plant here in Buffalo. Now, Lynn, you're hoping that the state comptroller can get a little bit more involved in this.
Yes, I'm hoping that the state comptroller can do an audit on Tesla facility and what has been happening there over the course of the last several years, Brian. I just don't believe there were so many promises made, 1,400 high-tech jobs, 2,000 more jobs, then 1,440 support jobs, too. And we never gain access to that facility to see what's going on. And when there's such a huge public investment, I think that's only fair and proper and right to request that.
You know, it's funny you mentioned that investment. We're talking about $750 million or so, give or take. You know, that's probably not exactly a round number, but $750 million. We talk about a new football stadium in the Buffalo area all the time and what, you know, the investment would be from taxpayers. And usually we're talking around, you know, $500 million. That gets all that attention, yet here it's the same idea, $750 million going to a billionaire, and, you know, a football stadium's looking like a real good investment compared to this.
You know, it's such lucrative subsidies, right? And that's the thing. Like, if you thought about what $750 million could do for downtown Buffalo or the city of Buffalo, if you put that kind of public investment into a community the size of ours, what a great impact that could make. And I think the expectations are so high with Solar City that it would absolutely be a game changer. And the fact that we haven't seen that yet, and the fact that the media really isn't allowed in for the facility, the fact that, you know, I requested on several occasions the opportunity to just see what's going on there. And at every time it's been either rejected or no response back. Then it starts to raise these questions, like, why not? You know, why aren't you allowed in? Why aren't you allowed in the project? $750 million absolutely is a game changer. But when it comes to Solar City, it's not being a game changer right now. And why not?
You talk about kind of not being able to access some of the areas in the plant, certain numbers regarding hiring, and yet you still hear from officials in the state that, okay, well, if they don't meet these goals, they're going to have to pay, you know, X amount in dollars or a fine. Yet the goals seem to be ever shifting and these deadlines seem to be moving around without, you know, any concrete idea of how to move forward.
Well, even in 2016, Comptroller Ginapoli audited the state Excelsior jobs program. And, you know, at that time, the economic development staff routinely lowered the number of jobs that were required in contracts because they didn't meet their targets. They didn't meet their goals. So state officials relaxed hiring benchmarks to avoid having to report failed compliance there. And I think that that's a signal to me that, you know, something is going on. That if I understand, if, okay, this all starts in 2014 and maybe, you know, it's slower to get going than they originally anticipated, but still, things are working. But you're not even seeing that. You're not seeing that, well, things are happening here. It's just not at the pace that we wanted them to, but it's going to happen. And I just don't get that we're seeing that.
What do you think about that response? Do you think it's more because there's still this, you know, for lack of a better term, love affair with Elon Musk and Tesla? There's still this, you know, real optimism that something great is going to happen? Or do you think it's more just to cover past mistakes?
Unfortunately, it seems to me it's more the latter, Brian. But I think an audit would help shed some light. And a little bit of transparency on what is actually going on there. Look, No one would be happier than me to be proven wrong about my doubts. And anytime you have a billionaire, willing to make investments in the community, typically that's a good sign. You know, the Pegulas have made huge investments in this community over and above purchasing the two sports franchises, and we have seen the results of that investment. The thing is, here we have a billionaire who, with significant public dollars, has made an investment, and we just haven't seen any return on that investment whatsoever.
Yeah, we spoke with Bethany McLean, and I tried to ask her, you know, what does she expect to happen in the future? And she kind of said, it's so hard to tell. I mean, there is that opportunity for Tesla to, you know, really hit it big with their cars or with something else and then be able to make more investments in a place like this Solar City plant. But it's impossible to predict the future. Have you given up hope on the possibility for this being a very good thing for Buffalo and Western New York? Or do you still have, you know, a sliver of hope that this can be a huge boon for the area?
Brian, there's always a sliver of hope. There's, like I said, I would love to be wrong about this, but I just think at this point, I just don't see it happening. I mean, there have already been layoffs. There was a promise to build 10,000 solar panels a day. You know, it's a huge million-plus square foot facility, 5,000 jobs promise, and you know, anytime you drive past there, you're not seeing the activity even remotely near where you would expect it to be based on those big promises, that we'd at least be close to that. You're not seeing the transparency that you'd expect from a company that's hopeful about the direction it's headed in. Again, I'd love to be wrong, but I'm just not seeing it right now.
All right, Lynn. Well, by the way, before we let you go, are you expecting a timeline of sorts? Do you have any idea when you're hoping for an answer from the state comptroller, or maybe even hoping for that audit to be done?
I'm not sure. The sooner the better, obviously, to be able to get answers. But however long it takes them. You know, I don't want to see it prolonged for any real period of time. But it would just be nice for our community to have some clarity as to where things are going, because, you know, so much when you're planning about the future of a region and you look to a particular project and you think, okay, well, we have this going on here, so that's good, so that's going to, you know, progress to here. And then if we find out it's not progressing to where we think it's going to, you have to sort of shift your priorities and you have to start imagining other things as well. And so the sooner that we know about it, the better. But certainly, however long it takes the state controller to get the answers that we really need, that's fine.
Lynn, thank you for the time. That's Lynn Dixon, Erie County legislator and candidate for county executive.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.